Hello, it's George again, and this is a very quick one. It's a very strange little piece of audio, this, but I do think it is very funny. It is very funny. It's done tongue-in-cheek, but this came to me via my viewer, Ratcatcher, who's been basically emailing me over the years with various tidbits and bits of insider info with regards to members of the Circle Jerk and such like, and he's done this excellent, I don't know, like an impression of Donald Trump or something. But anyway, I just thought it was like too funny not to share it. And people seem to be, the people have heard it, have been listening to it many, many times and laughing over and over again, as I have done myself, because it's very funny. So take this with a pinch of salt and view it as a piece of satire, I would suggest. So anyway, take it away, Mr. Trump.
Octavius, well, what can I say? She's a pot-bellied, narcissistic nobody. She's nothing. Add in the smell of rat piss and a side of alcoholism, and the picture is not good. It's not good at all. I've looked at it, and I don't like it. I'm not impressed. She's an awful and flawed human being. So flawed, in fact, that she kills the things she loves. Or at least she claims to love them. Personally, I love my wife and I love my children, and I've never stood on any of them. They have never, not once, needed euthanizing due to my action or inaction. I'm not that type of person, but sadly, Octavius is. She's a vicious, manipulative, lying coward who seeks shelter in the financial support of others. She's never going to get a real job, as she feels they are beneath her. Her priorities are upside down and back to front. As for her on-off partner, well, he's a rat-faced wreck. I've dealt with guys like that in business. He's a nobody. He's a pea-brained nobody. He's got nothing to offer. And he seems to have bullshitted his way into her underwear with all of his love and light crap. That's what it is, folks. It's crap. I've taken pisses that have had more backbone than that guy. This man is a sleazy, low-budget guy with a dick like a drawing pin. I know this. I've seen the files. I've seen the photos. I've seen it all, folks. And it's not impressive. He's a very unimpressive guy. I could also say the same for Octavius, who claims to be a man. Don't be fooled, folks. She's got as much chance of transitioning as I do of taking down all the beautiful paintings of Hitler that I have in my home. It's never going to happen. I love Hitler, and this transparent, cheap individual loves your money. She's never going to give that up. Yes, I said she. I refuse to bow down to her gender nonsense, because that's what it is. She can't claim to be a man, then sell herself as an overweight, broken alcoholic woman. We've all seen the FetLife photos, folks, haven't we? I mean, who knew that an internet image could stink? Well, I do now, and it almost made me physically sick. It's a disgrace. She's a disgrace, and I see through her crap. That's what it is, folks. It's crap. I see the game these two are playing. Yes, folks, I see it, and I'm not impressed. These are low-budget people. There's no place for them online anymore. We need to cut out the dead wood and start again. God bless all you good people. Thank you for listening. Unlike some, I'm genuinely grateful for your time and attention. God bless you all. And fuck the Circle Jerk.